Welcome back, Vets and Visionary, with yours truly, Kristen Megan. It's been quite the adventure in having great discussions with vets and visionaries, and I want to emphasize today on the visionary aspect. When you think of veterans, you think about the oaths that they uphold, but don't forget there are other professions in which taking an oath, whether it be to uphold your constitutional rights or to do no harm, are also very important. And I want to say the guest that I have on today is a critical care nurse of 20 years. And it was after the refusing to take the experimental vaccine, she propelled herself into learning about self-governance and how she can invoke change in her life and inspire others. And it's really great to listen to new perspectives because we should not just complain about issues. We should find remedies and different ways to invoke change peacefully and administratively. I want to remind you that we could not present these podcasts. We could not help people in finding representation in their litigation where their rights are violated without your help. It's sharing these videos and bringing awareness to We the Patriots USA. And also, if you can find it in your heart to just skip a meal, skip a coffee, because reoccurring donations are the best way that we're able to sustain donations and be able to help other individuals. Because any violation of our constitutional and natural rights does not align with me, because I'm known as a loudmouth liberty enforcer, and I will always stand tall and allow other voices. So we're talking about a nurse who's decided to grow her own food, make her own medicine, and provide the visions and solutions that can help you find a new perspective on restoring your individual rights.
Where do we find a sense of normalcy? The purposeful divide widens as individual liberties are lost. While we feel the lack of unity, solutions exist. Through an open dialogue and constitutional conversations, hear from those who have upheld their oaths and join me in exploring innovative and inspired change through a clearer lens. This is Vets and Visionaries with Kristen Megan, presented by We the Patriots USA, a nonprofit 501c3 organization striving to sustain and restore our God-given and constitutional rights.
The Nature's Nurse, Nurse Erica, thank you so much for joining me today. You look beautiful and bright, and I'm excited for you to share with us some positive visions as my guest today. So if you want to give a little background about what I just kind of shared in the introduction, is that you have been a nurse for quite a while. And like a lot of other people that understand the ethics of profession, my understanding is you decided to not participate in an experiment. And what happened after that?
Well, I was really excited. I was introduced to you guys because someone sent me the interview that Gail did with Taryn about her experience in the ICU. And that's what I do. I'm a critical care nurse, right? And as I'm listening to her story, every single thing about it was absolutely true. Like, even down to the Lovenox shots in her belly, right? Like, just the way that everything was conducted during that time period was just unbelievable. But thankfully, I had my awakening. And I call it an awakening because every one of us is having some sort of unique experience that draws us out of seeing things the way that we ever did before and into a whole new existence. And you can't ever go back to unseeing the things, right? So as a nurse, I saw it coming. I just knew that something was coming before they even came onto the units and told us about this new bat virus or whatever. They brought on the educators. They told us that we had to be wearing these masks all the time. And then they created a really serious sense of panic because then they told us that they didn't have enough PPE. So then they were able to get like free propaganda out of everybody because we were all like on social media begging for everybody to reach out, a community, make us masks. And people were really wonderful. It's just so sick how the goodness of everyone's nature was so exploited. That's how they got everyone to inject themselves with things that didn't need to have happened, because it was like, don't you want to protect the people in your community? Don't you want to protect your patients? But having an awareness, like my spirit was just awake the whole time. I knew from the day one of this whole thing what was going on. And so early on in the hospitals, they tried to start doing things like prematurely ventilating the patients before they even needed to, because that was the new protocol. You had to get them on the vent before they needed the vent.
And the cart before the horse.
Right. And then I was finding out, like, I have given remdesivir, and I gave it when I didn't know what it was. So I can't hang on to knowing what it does now. And having seen my patients getting sicker and sicker, I had patients die who should not have died. And there are points that I have laid across my patients' bodies telling the doctors, no, you're not taking this one. He doesn't want to go. He asked me to stand for him, or, you know, whatever, this one's not ready, or, you know, that sort of thing. When they tried to restrict the family members from coming in and visiting, I was sneaking them up in the back stairwells because I knew what was right. No policy. There was never any policies that they showed me that they created. And especially about the masks, there was never a policy. It was just a culture change. They would send us emails and say things like, now we want you to start wearing your mask from your car to the hospital because you are ambassadors for the community and you need to show everyone your commitment. And I'm like, wait a second. Doesn't the body need this thing called oxygen to operate healthily? Yes, it does. But that's how whacked out everything got in the hospitals. Like, the doctors were wearing 3 masks, some of them. Maybe they weren't just getting enough oxygen. That's why they made so many bad decisions, I guess. I don't know.
I just want to go back for a second where you brought up, and I think that's amazing that you said you allowed, you know, supporters and family members to come sit with the patients. My issue and understanding, it's like in a NICU, you know, you don't want to bring potentially sick people around immunocompromised individuals, but it's like we abandon the thought that mental health can play a role on our ability to heal. And if you're trying to let someone's, you know, stats rise and heal faster, you don't create more mental stress. Did you kind of view that as a contributing factor to a lot of these deaths?
You have no idea the isolation that these patients were experiencing. I sat down on the bed of one of my patients once. He was an older guy that came from a facility. So he was already in a place where people were totally masked and acting like he was an alien all the time anyway. I sat down because I didn't wear a mask for a year and a half. Okay. I was the only nurse probably in the world that wasn't wearing a mask.
Well, you did. The right thing.
I was the only one who didn't ever get any sort of health issues. So let me just throw that out there. I'm living proof, you guys. I worked on a COVID floor for a year and a half. I traveled, I never wore a mask, and I never was ever having any symptoms. That adds into the next part of the way I'm going to answer your question, because I don't believe that we make each other sick any more than we make each other healthy. There's something about the way that the body innately works. It's not the way that they've taught us for generations and the way that I've taught it. I have also been an instructor for a university here in Indianapolis. And what have I done to the generations? What have I contributed to? 20 years in Western medicine, and I'm teaching. And now, just in the last couple of years, I'm finding out how things really work, how the body really works, what's really going on. I'm finding out everything that's just like,
well, can I ask you about that? Because there's a lot of discussion. And I don't know if you're familiar with my background as a senior industrial hygienist. Like, I literally have been fighting the mask mandates for 3 years because it's not the answer. And they actually cause a greater harm and less than 1% risk reduction. So I'm glad that you understood that. But I have a lot of friends who work in healthcare, and they've also admitted, like, a lot of these things that you see, you know, white coats on the news about, they got very minimal education on it. And then, like, my understanding is a lot of the pharmaceutical companies are the ones that write the curriculums and the textbooks. So do you agree with that? And then how did you end up finding kind of suppressed, you know, information? Because it's like we bash things that grow natural, and we praise things that are made in the lab, and it seems to be backwards. It's like you'll have the same people advocating for fresh food and avoiding preservatives. But when you're pushing pharma versus natural cures, it's kind of a disconnect.
So the way that I always express this, and I do this with everything that I teach, is that the way that I explain it is like, imagine that we're all just like a fish in a stocked pond on somebody's property. That's our life. That's what we know. We swim around. We don't even know that we're in this thing called water. It's called water. We don't know that there's something called a desert or something called a giraffe. Like there's just stuff we don't know because we're just this fish swimming around in a pond.
Yeah.
As far as we know, we're swimming in an ocean, but we don't know the name of what the ocean is either. We think we're free and floating around until that day that we see that shiny thing at the top and we go for it and we get hooked in the mouth and we get pulled out of our environment. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh my God, what's going on here? And then you realize, okay, there is something else besides this thing I've known that I didn't know the name of. And then it just becomes this process of like naming all the things that you now know. You didn't know that there was even a man who owns the pond that you're in that wants to catch you and eat you, right? Like you don't even know these concepts until you know them.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of people who are just swimming in the pond. They don't know anything. And you know, what is your fish in the, or a hook in the mouth moment? For me, it was getting fired from the hospital that I'd worked in for 20 years. I was like, whoa, what is going on? Why were they allowed to do that? So then I started looking up law, right? Like there's got to be some explanation as to why they can't do this. How can they be held accountable, right? So then that led down a rabbit hole that led down more rabbit holes. And it was like, wait a second, what? And then I'm finding out natural health stuff that's like complete. We've been told for years that we give each other viruses, that we make each other sick, right? And that we have to stay away from each other. And I know that's not true because I'm around sick people more than anybody I know, right? Mm-hmm. And so then I'm just like, well, why don't I get sick? So then I started following that and I'm just studying all this stuff, right? And then I'm starting to realize, and I'm reading, and this started happening when I was a nurse too in the hospitals, where when I was teaching, I was explaining to my students things like, you know, stuff that you keep your stomach acid down with, PPIs, protonics and stuff. You're only supposed mm-hmm. to take medicines like that, the manufacturer says, for 8 weeks. These patients are on them for decades. And it says in the material that it will cause kidney damage. But does anybody read that? Does anybody go over it with you? No. And the nurses just give it because that's what they do. But that's in every profession, you know, like the police mm-hmm. officers, they don't really know the law. They don't know that you're outside of their subject matter jurisdiction. Like they don't, the big concepts of things, they don't know. They just know their specific role, their job. And when you can keep every single person compartmentalized and just doing their job, the little tiny part of it that they're supposed to, then you can keep the scams going. It's yes. not until people get hooked in the mouth and then start to realize like, holy cow, what is going on here? What is this world that we're in? What is the name of that thing over there? And what is that? And then you start learning it and your whole brain goes on fire and then you can't ever unsee it. And it's just like, now I have to spend my life helping to talk to the other fish in the pond. And yes. help them and understand what the other stuff is outside of there. So that's what I'm spending my life doing now.
Instantly discredited, instantly made it political, instantly called an extremist. And it's right. so funny. It's funny but harmful how 1 minute you're lauded as a hero helping people. Right. And then the next you are betrayed by so many people in your industry. I went through that myself. I had my own, you know, hook in the mouth moment when my professional organization was pushing useless control measures through masking when previously you could be cited by OSHA for using right? the wrong PPE and source control. And we just got away with it. But when those huge industries say, oh, well, we're just going to change it and we're just going to pretend it's not been a thing. So how do you even, those voices are louder. Like when people say OSHA disagrees with you, I'm like, yes, but they're wrong. And I have their data right. from before the pandemic.
Right? Yes. See, that's what I'm so concerned with. All the people who during this whole time period just had something going, but that's wrong. And no, I'm not going to do it. You know, like, and that's, I was the only one, Kristen, in the whole hospital. In the whole hospital, I was the only one. And in fact, just like in Nazi Germany, people started turning against me and trying to turn me in for things like tell on your neighbor sort of a thing. And then, you know, but still I was just like, they wanted to breathe too. Like I just, they were so afraid though. They did such a good job of making everyone so afraid. My mm-hmm. thing is just that I'm just not afraid of anything at all.
Well, good. That says a whole lot about you and your ability to lead. And that's why I wanted to ask you about your new endeavors. I know you had mentioned the Good Stewards private membership, and I wondered if you would share with us what exactly that is and any initiatives, because when I joined We the Patriots USA, I mean, there's already an existing podcast with Taryn and she's great, but we've had so many negative issues happening over the past 3 years. I mean, before that, but primarily for the first time in history, something happened that affected everybody in the world. Mm-hmm. And we know the problems, and I am in search through visionaries. I'm in search of those solutions. So could you share some like new endeavors that you have to kind of change the tides a little bit?
Love to. So because of my personal situation and then learning about everything that why did we all get into this situation in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. Why did people who didn't want to inject themselves have to maintain their livelihoods or whatever? It's because we have such a dependence on this, on the guy that stocks the pond and feeds us. You know, I'm going with that metaphor so that you can try, so I can try to explain.
I think it's a great metaphor. I'm a visual learner.
Yeah. So we're dependent on the guy that's feeding us. And the guy that's feeding us said, I'm not going to feed you anymore until you do this. It's like they dangled your rights in front of you and said, we'll give them back to you if you do this. And then they move the marker. It's like, and then you find people focusing on the minutiae of everything. Like, at the height of everything, one of my coworkers was planning a wedding, right? And she was like, she kept us updated on like, oh, I'm only allowed to have 25 people now. Oh, but now I'm allowed to have 100. You know, just like people focus on the, what am I allowed to do now? How many people can we gather? Like, instead of just stepping back and being like, you're not allowed to do that at all. You're not there. No one has authority over you. Like, mm-hmm. even these people who are pretending to be our government, it's just a corporation, by the way, if you haven't caught up on that one yet.
Oh, yes.
They have as much authority to tell you what to do as someone who works at McDonald's down the road, right? Like, I have one authority, and that is God. And that is the only person I take orders from every day. But as for everything else that's underneath of that, like, the people created the U.S. the United States of America Constitution. The mm-hmm. Constitution created the government. The government's created the corporations and the law systems and the statutory blah blahs and everything, right? That's way down here. We're up here. We are above the law. Mm-hmm. We have one responsibility. We can live our lives however we want to, you guys, as long as we don't cross over into breaking the boundaries of how someone else is living their lives. We don't cause harm. We live in honor, and everything else is up to us.
I love that you say that, because I identify with a form of libertarianism and voluntarism, which is basically, I believe in self-governance, and I understand that some people believe, well, if we didn't have this or that, how would we function? But they don't know that in history, we function with actually better than we do now with a lot of these alphabet agencies out of the way. But I always say, I don't care what you do, as long as you don't harm another person or their property. So you are definitely speaking my language.
And that's exactly how it is. And we just, and that's how it all was founded. And that's how, like, so my bottom line is this: if you don't know what your rights are, your unalienable rights, the way that you conduct yourself and you assert yourself with other people when you say, I have the right to do this. If you don't know your rights, then effectively you don't have any. Because if you can't stand in it and assert it and know, no one else is going to do it for you. In fact, every bad thing that happens to us is because we don't correct them on how it's supposed to be. Really, if you have a wide awakened look at it and you still keep doing it, just keep doing it then, I guess.
And I always say we outnumber the sociopaths. We allow this to happen to us because people are too afraid to stand up. And I always tell people you can do it administratively and peacefully. You don't have to burn down a Burger King or threaten people. Just this understand your rights.
Our government was established based on the consent of the governed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't tell you. I could tell you stories about town council meetings I've gone to where I just remind them, I'm like, you don't have any authority to tell me I can't have chickens in my backyard. There's no contract I signed with you. That's as silly as someone who works at the Burger King across the road telling me that I can't have chickens in my yard. Like, there's
like, and who are you harming?
You have to know what you're doing. You have to know what you're saying, and you can't know what you're saying until you study this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing about the fish in the pond, right? Who just relies on the fish food that's dropped into it all the time. Learn to scavenge for your own food. Like, mm-hmm. My whole thing with what we're doing with homesteading and teaching others how to, too, in a very informal setting, like, we're not at the level of the homesteading family or Doug and Stacy or, you know, Josh and Carolyn. And yeah, we don't want that kind of invasion in our lives. We would like to work one-on-one with people and families and in the communities that we're in. And that's what we encourage other people to start doing too. Bloom where you're planted and just start getting into the lives of people and helping them to prepare so that they don't rely on the hand that feeds them. They can be the hands that feed themselves. So learning those old things, like, I started out really small with doing little things like getting a sourdough culture from a friend. And now I bake all my own bread, right? It's a small thing, but it's a learning thing. And you just start small with tiny little things. And then I started like making my own kombucha. I got a SCOBY from a friend, so, you know, like, it's just, you give things to people and you teach them how to do it. You just show them how. And now, and then I grow microgreens in my front window. So if all fell to hell, I would at least have bread and something really good to probiotic drink for my gut and microgreens.
Well, you just made a great point saying, you know, if something really went south, you know, we tell, like, I have a college-age daughter and a younger daughter, and I always say you have to build up a savings account. Even my 7-year-old has one. You have to build up a savings account because you have to plan for things that you don't expect to happen.
Right.
We do that. But when it comes, we have come to this conclusion in society where money just controls everything. Well, when there's no food and our seeds are all modified and there's all this control, you have to use specific products. If you can sustain on your own, in your own space, I mean, think about people who've been fined for collecting rainwater. So what you're saying is you are basically creating a savings account for other life needs.
And it gets even better. Yes. Because in all of my studying too, I've also learned how to completely operate outside of the touch of these people who are pretending to call themselves our government. There's a way to do it. There's a way to live in the private in everything. And that's what it's called. All they're doing, they're public officials living in the public. The police officers are serving the public. It's all, there's this whole like language of a differentiation, and it's very evident in our documents too. The founding documents, there's a different classification of people who fall under the jurisdiction of these different groups. It's all about discovering the jurisdiction, right? And figuring out when and how and what you have to do to keep people happy. But I have discovered a way to completely operate into the private and to allow for there to be a platform for other people to join in and do so too. So if you have your own business, then you operate within the Good Stewards platform and be able to privately contract for your services. Because that's the one thing that the government isn't allowed to ever interfere in, is private contract obligations. So that's why, like, if I privately contract with my neighbor to babysit my children, the government is not going to be made aware of the $20 that I give her for a couple of hours. and tax it and regulate the conditions under which she's allowed to do so. It's that same principle. You're operating within, you know, your own skill set. You're bringing the gift that you have received. 1 Peter 4:10, each of you have been given unique gifts, passions, abilities, talents. Like you have your own business in something specific. You're a plumber, you're a, you know, whatever you do. For me, I can do lots of different things, and I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to really specialize. But like I'm doing things like I'm leading wilderness fasting retreats. I started foraging. I started doing herbal medicine, growing my own herbs. I make my own medicine now. I'm focusing on detoxing people's bodies because that's where it begins. You have to clean it all out. We are literally made up of what we eat and what we put into our bodies. And you can purge the bad stuff and only put in good stuff and then create healthy cells. You're constantly regenerating, right? So that's kind of my focus is the health. And that's how I'm helping to set the captives free, to realize you don't have to have a reliance on the people who've just been murdering people for the last couple of years. That's what I realized. Like we're running to the people to help us who have just tried to commit a genocide on us. Like,
yeah, that trust is gone.
That doesn't wake you up. And I'm on the inside. I was on the inside, you guys, for all these years, and I'm awake. And that's why I wanted to encourage, especially Gail, if you're listening, because you're originally the person that I heard this from. There are nurses out there. I haven't heard from them yet. I'm hoping to. If you're a nurse who is listening to this and you know what's going on and you're still in there, contact me, please. I have ways to help you. I know now what to do. Like I didn't at the time. Like my whole legal process has been really exciting too. That has just been a wonderful thing. Like I sent out criminal complaints to the state, to the FBI, to the county district attorney. I did the whole thing, right? And this is interesting. This just tells you how deep and evil the beast is. Here in Indiana, our legislature, they opened up, the state attorney general opened up an investigation based on my criminal complaint. I submitted this really beautifully done thing. They opened it up and they closed it within a couple of months, citing that the legislature had created some ex post facto laws that gave them all immunity for the whole thing. So after the fact, that is illegal. That is in our state constitution and it's in our federal constitutions that the legislators are not allowed to make laws after the fact. But they did it and they gave me that reason as to why they couldn't like research any further the criminal activity that I was complaining about. That's called racketeering, you guys. Two criminal organizations working together to bring harm. That is what's happening right now. And if we don't wake up to it and start fighting against it and start educating every other fish in the pond, like no matter what level of awareness you have about what's outside of it, I don't know everything, but I'm taking what I do know and I'm shouting it from the mountaintops. That's what we need to do to try to just help to wake people up and then use the skills that we have to serve one another in the meantime, like so that we don't have to run to the people for this and that. We don't have to be at the beck and call and them dangling things in front of us saying, oh, you'll be allowed to do this when you do this. I don't think so. Let's just like do it ourselves because we're the talent, baby. Like we're the talent, right? Like,
right.
We're the ones who have the life energy and the force that they're sucking out of us every day. Let's create a world where we can just do what we do for the sake of each other instead of to line their pockets so that they can take half of it again.
And it's everything that you're saying. Again, I just reiterate peace. I follow the non-aggression principle. And it's that the narrative, though, of someone who's only grabbing sound bites is like, oh, you guys are trying to overthrow the government. And it's not that. You can be... A lot of people don't know that anarchism is peace. But the media will say, these anarchists, no, these are people who just believe kind of, I'm not saying you're an anarchist, but I have friends who are, and they will utilize, I even joke and made up the term currentist, because they hold their beliefs, but they still use the laws and rights afforded to them to preserve or regain individual liberty and freedom. So I love what I'm hearing because it sounds like you're doing it. Like, in the most peaceful administrative ways. I have someone in Canada who's been doing that using criminal complaints. It seems that's why we have a problem in the courts. I mean, would you agree that the criminal complaints instead of the civil is the way to go?
I also have a civil complaint that I'm working on. I mean, that's it. Like, we have to be awake to it. We have to know their game. Now, mm-hmm. I am definitely not saying that, you know, there's this whole continuum. You've got oligarchies and dictatorships and monarchies and you know, the tyrannical type of governments over here. And then down here, you've got anarchy, right? And at either ends, it can be terrible. But right around in here or so, you've got this thing called a republic, which is why it was so brilliant when it was first established. It really was a very good idea to establish something that protects your rights. That's mm-hmm. the only amount of law that is able to be existing of any authority whatsoever, is just to ensure that you have your rights. Like, that amount is beautiful. I love that, because then it also requires that everyone is self-governing in the meantime. 80% of the government that exists right now would not be in existence if we were following the original documents.
I 100% agree with you.
Right? Like, Congress has, there's a list of things they're allowed to do mm-hmm. and a list of things they're not allowed to do. And they are not doing the stuff that they should be doing. And they are doing some of the stuff that they shouldn't be doing. So we just need to call them out on it. We don't have to revise the whole thing. We don't have to put in amendments. We don't have to do all that stuff. We just have to insist that the original thing be followed. But how do we do that if we don't know it? Right? But then again, that law is not for us. Let's all remember that. Those laws that were created are down here. We're up here. And God is here. We have one authority. And let's just follow that. And then figure out how to operate in the game in the meantime.
Well, I agree with you. And the problem is that the way that this country was founded, and it was to preserve the rights of we the people. And we've gotten so far off of it that it's been accepted. And unfortunately, there's many people that just have a form of Stockholm syndrome, is my opinion, that they almost just like don't even know they're being oppressed. And we can have more cohesive things and we have accountability. We've allowed secret additional branches of government. I mean, lobbyists. I mean, we go back to Big Pharma. The amount of money that they spend on lobbying and then write the bills and then have people put their names on them, that's not a conspiracy theory. It's very real. And we let it happen. And it's the mindset of people go, well, what can I do? But people
then,
like you.
And then remember, Kristen.
Yes.
It's all made up. Even the way that it should be is made up. You see what I'm saying? Like, when you are able to free your mind, then you're free. You don't have to go through some like major process. And that's the thing that has been so confusing, right? In the freedom communities, there's like everyone's offering remedies for how to stop being a slave in this system. Just break through it with your mind first. Like, realize that no matter what is going on, our battle is not against flesh and blood. Our battle is not against the lobbyists or the people who are filling the positions in the government or anyone in our family. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against the principalities of darkness that are trying to take over. Like, if ever there was a time in history when we started to realize that this is a battle of good versus evil, it's yes. now. So it's let's unite right. all the good people, you guys. Let's find out who are all the good people in your community. Who are the ones who are also like, oh my gosh, what do we do? What is going on? What if they try to implement a passport? What if they try to do that? Who cares? You find your people. And you learn how to sustain yourself. Go be Amish. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're being Amish now.
It reminds me of going back to just when it started with the mask mandates. Everyone's like, what do? I go, don't comply. Just find, like, don't do it. And a colleague of mine, we're traveling around the country, find the mandates. And she just goes in, like, she owns a joint. I don't participate in this. I don't wear one for health reasons because, yes, we all know it can impede immune function and cause cross and self-contamination. That's literally my profession, is to know this. So But too many people are scared, or they're like, I can't go to this place. I didn't fly for 2.5 years. I didn't go to certain sporting events that I normally go to because they push this outside.
Withdraw. Yes. You just withdraw.
With your dollars.
Withdraw with everything. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you could email me and give me some keywords that people can look at to start doing their own research to utilize what's afforded to them to kind of grant more freedom for themselves.
Right. But, oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll provide you with a whole list, because that's another question people have. Where do I even start? Right. Because I spent the first 40 years of my life not knowing anything that I just talked about. Okay. Nothing. I'm just skipping around in life. Like, I'm a nurse. I help heal people. You know, I take care of, everything's great. I have everything planned next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Life is wonderful. Skipping rainbows and butterflies. And then all of a sudden, and I'm like, holy cow. I don't even know what I'm going to do with my life over the next hour. Like
you can't unknow.
You can't unknow now, and I can't participate. Like, I am a highly certified critical care nurse, right? I have credentials this long behind my name that I'm not going to have anymore. And if that's a stumbling block for some people, because I don't carry those certifications anymore, because I'm not renewing my license, I am not paying the government anymore to tell them that it's okay and they give me permission to practice the gifts that I have.
I have a friend of mine who's a physician, and he explains how he was formerly board certified and that he's no longer board certified because he doesn't agree with, you know, the information he must comply with. But people will be like, oh, you're not this, you're not that. And I completely
understand. Those aren't the kind of people who are going to appreciate coming to see me for their health consults. I have a vast knowledge of how the body works. I can address trauma. I can bring you back to life, for crying out loud. But now I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to walk through it with you one-on-one to figure out where is the cause of dis-ease really in your body. Could be trauma-based, could be a need for deliverance. It could be heavy metals, could be parasites, could be a number of different things. And it's, no one takes the time to get to that level with you in the healthcare system, which I lovingly refer to as the sick care system.
Yep.
Let's get to the root cause of what's going on with you and set you free. Set you free from the pharmaceuticals, set you free from the repeat doctor's appointments, set you free so that you can enjoy every day of your life with energy and good force. That's what I want to do. Set you free so that you don't have to go ask the government to give you the permission to create your own business that it now has jurisdiction over because you let it give you a number. You know, just help set people free. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm doing with my life. So.
Well, that's great to hear. And I just want to say that I understand what you're saying. And I also understand people that will utilize the system. It's kind of like you have to find your way to navigate, and everyone has their own way. But I think you bring a fresh perspective in realizing that you had your moment and now you're a different person, but in a good way. And I know that feeling. I had my own moment many years ago, but I'm so glad that you came on here, and I would love to keep in touch to see, you know, what initiatives are going on, who you've helped, you know, because a lot of people hear these things and then they want to hear like, did more come of it. And I think that as people watch this, they'll see, again, you can administratively and peacefully restore your individual freedom and remember that your rights are God-given and they're natural. So I just want to thank you so much for coming on here today. And like I said, this is a breath of fresh air to have a new perspective. We welcome lots of different views here, and any view that's granting more freedom is always welcome. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Erica.